Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the Elementary and Secondary Education Committee. I'm Representative Tashara Jones, and I represent the 63rd District, which is entirely located in the city of St. Louis. This morning, I'm bringing you House Bill 1228, which is a repeat of House Bill 473 from last session. It's also known as the Charter School Accountability and Expansion Act. As many of you know, I'm a proud single parent first and a legislator second. I ran for office to make Missouri a better place for our children, and this bill gives superintendents and school boards another tool in their toolbox to offer educational options to their parents. This bill gives this suburban superintendent a chance to open a school dedicated to the arts. This bill gives a rural superintendent a chance to open a school dedicated to agriculture. This bill gives the urban superintendent a chance to open a school dedicated to dropout recovery. In the city of St. Louis, our school district is climbing out of years of unaccreditation, and stability has been the number one key to our recovery. However, charter schools within the city limits, and not all of them are doing the right thing by our children. I filed this bill in an attempt to lift schools up that are doing a great job and get rid of schools that are not. I understand that House Bill 1228 may look a bit different than the perfected version of House Bill 473 from last session. House Bill 1228 is a result of several meetings I had during the interim with sponsors and charter schools. This in no way means that I'm walking away from agreements made with my colleagues and other interest groups last session, nor does it mean that I am not open to negotiate or compromise. Nothing in this body is achieved without working together. So know that I stand ready to do just that. In the interest of time, I will briefly cover the major provisions of this bill. Currently, Missouri is only one of two states that limit charter schools to geographic boundaries. Alaska is the other. Charter schools are only allowed in St. Louis and Kansas City. House Bill 1228 proposes to expand charter schools statewide in accredited districts, and I repeat, in accredited districts, only the school board can sponsor charter schools. And provisionally and unaccredited districts, any sponsor may sponsor charter schools. House Bill 1228 expands the possible sponsors to include a new separate charter school commission, a private university with its primary campus in Missouri, community colleges with service areas that encompass some portion of the school district, and nonprofit 501c3s that are not religious. In recent years, two charter schools closed abruptly in St. Louis, leaving parents and children out on a limb, also leaving state resources unaccounted for. House Bill 1228 requires that sponsors develop policies and procedures for reviewing charter school proposals, granting charters, and tightens criteria for ongoing oversight, including procedures to be implemented if a charter school should close. And it gives the state board power to withhold funding and distribute unobligated assets upon closure. House Bill 1228 would also allow the special appointed board of a metropolitan school district, or in this case, the St. Louis Public Schools, to sponsor charter schools. In short, more accountability is placed on the sponsors to monitor their schools more diligently and to report those results to the state board more frequently. House Bill 1228 seeks to expand enrollment criteria for schools whose mission include dropout recovery to any high-risk, non-resident student in an adjacent county or non-resident student currently in foster care, a residential facility, or group home. Furthermore, it expands and clarifies the definition of high-risk students. And lastly, it allows for single-gender charter schools. However, it does not expand enrollment to students in districts that do not currently participate in the voluntary transfer program. Recently, several organizations have complained that charter schools lack accountability. House Bill 1228 attempts to solve this by requiring charter schools to have a legally binding performance contract, which shall contain a complete set of indicators, measures, metrics, and targets in the following areas: academic program performance, including specific goals on graduation rates and standardized test performance, and student academic growth; operational program performance, including governance and financial management; and, if applicable, elements related specifically to the charter school's mission and vision. Should this bill pass, During renewal, each charter school shall be evaluated by a sponsor on whether or not they're meeting the provisions as set forth in their performance contract. Under this bill, charter schools will be responsible for providing more information about their financial stability on their websites. They'll also be responsible for providing copies of contracts and term agreements with education management organizations and the charter school, if applicable. And there's an amazing charter school for high school dropouts on the campus of Rankin Tech called Shearwater. The head of that alternative arrangements for graduation include off-campus instruction, embedded credit, work experience through internship, and independent study. This bill will not change the current funding structure for charter schools and sponsors. However, it would allow the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education to withhold funding if a charter school withhold funding to a charter school and dispose of unobligated assets upon its closure.